Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Fourth and final hour today underway, and at 10, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz. You get over an hour of nonstop rock, completely commercial-free, and that happens every weekday, not only today, every weekday at 10, and it is courtesy of the Mid-State Auto Group. And the weather is brought to you this hour by Comcast. It's going to be partly sunny today, and the temperature is going to be 51 for a high. Fast is a gig speed network that gets business done. Beyond Fast is technology that makes business boom. Comcast Business Beyond Fast. Take your business beyond. Visit ComcastBusiness.com. I don't even know if I want to start this debate because I know Danielle wants to talk about her most hated band in the history of music. But a texter says that Goodfellas is the single greatest mob-themed feature film, way better than Godfather. And I don't believe...
I don't agree with that.
I don't believe I
will watch... I will more likely watch Goodfellas over Godfather just from an enjoyability standpoint, but I don't agree that it's a better mob movie.
Huh. Great way to put that.
Right.
Well, do you feel like you have to sit down and concentrate on Godfather or Godfather 2 and you don't?
It's older and I feel like there's more, well, I don't know if that's really a correct way to say it, but I feel like, at least for me, there are more bits and pieces of Goodfellas that I'm in tune with. Like when Karen's visiting him in the prison, I'm like, oh, the blocks are going to move around now. Oh, now they disappeared. Oh, now there's, oh, in continuity or Karen or Janice Rossi in 2R is a whore. Like, yeah. Just... all those things kind of.
I think Godfather's a better story.
Yeah.
And it takes place over a longer period
of
time.
Where do you put Casino in that ranking?
Awesome.
That's up there. Not as good as Goodfellas.
Not as good as Goodfellas.
No.
Okay.
I've never watched Casino.
You haven't?
Yeah, I just
realized.
Oh, no,
it's good. It's really good.
It's long, right?
Is it long? It is. What about Bronx Tale Shoe?
Oh,
another great
awesome.
Film.
Quadro?
That is really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great movie.
I'd say I'd choose that over Casino.
You would?
Yeah, but not as good as Goodfellas.
And then you'd have Godfather.
Godfather you'd on go, top.
So
Godfather, the first two on top.
So Godfather 1, Godfather 2, or maybe Godfather 2, Godfather 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
Goodfellas. And then Bronx
and
Tale.
Then Bronx
unless
Tale.
I think of another one.
Yeah.
Well, the guys in the back, I had no idea the kid from the Bronx Tale murdered somebody. He's in jail.
The actor, yeah.
Yeah, the actor.
Yep.
All right. What did you want to bring up with regard to Pink Floyd, who you can't stand?
Oh, no.
There's some good news for me. Nick Mason, Pink Floyd drummer, said there will not be a Pink Floyd reunion. He's tired of waiting for the rest of them.
Huh.
He's got a tour that kicks off tonight of North America in Vancouver. And, you know, he said 20-something years. He was tired of waiting for the phone to ring.
So he was waiting for Roger Waters, David Gilmour to say, we're going to do a reunion.
We want to do a reunion.
I don't know. Do they not need the money?
They don't really need the money. They could make a ton of it. And regardless, Greg, if you have money, wouldn't it be nice to make more?
Remind me, because I'm like Danielle. Danielle hates Pink Floyd. I don't hate Pink Floyd, but I was never a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
So remind me, did they not get along the whole time they were in the band together?
Is that no, like I wouldn't say the whole time. I think during the making of The Wall.
The Wall?
That's when it started to disintegrate.
And they went crazy like it, because it was so intense?
Because Roger Waters is very obsessive.
Artistically
and
obsessive.
And he was telling, you know, he was kind of commanding the thing. David Gilmour didn't like that. And you know what? Richard Wright's dead, and he was a keyboard player.
Yeah.
And I don't think you could really have an actual reunion without him. I mean, he was low-key, but he was a huge part of the band.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't call it a reunion. You know what? Do yourself a favor. Go see Roger Waters live anytime he comes around.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's amazing.
He had a pretty good, pretty successful solo career.
Yeah,
he
knows how to put on a show.
And a hit with These Are the Pros and Cons of Hitchhiking.
That's right. That's right, with Eric Clapton.
The problem with Pink Floyd is once you get off the acid, they sound horrible.
No, not true.
That's a problem. Sure.
Not true.
That is.
Musical geniuses.
No, stop.
Both of you, quiet down.
No, I refuse. I will not.
No.
How dare you?
Here's a text that says, has Danielle ever listened to anything from Pink Floyd other than what they play on the radio? She would love them. Well,
no, I'm good, thanks.
It's just not your... Is that your most hated band?
Yeah.
Is there a band that you hate more than Pink Floyd?
No.
Oh,
REM
wow.
is probably number two.
REM?
Yeah.
What?
REM is horrible. You kidding me? Michael Stipe is the whiniest F on the planet.
Oh, my
Stop.
God.
That's me in the corner.
REM reminds me of, like, all the, like, burnt out, like, angry hippies I went to high
hey.
School with.
What?
A few of them who listen to the show. Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
But, yeah, I was never an REM fan.
Oh, I mean, REM had some great
hits. You're not
going
to do this right now, are you? You're not going to do this to me right now, are you? We just off the heels of Pink Floyd.
If I could torture you, when I have the opportunity to torture you, I take advantage of it.
Fine.
And the same with the listeners. I don't like that one. Maybe I'll play another.
Oh. Punch me in the face, kid.
Really, LB? You don't like REM,
no.
Huh? Here's a text that says, I love you, Danielle, for calling out REM. They are horrible.
It's terrible.
I'm sorry. I mean, have some
what?
Songs.
No, they're terrible. Let's adapt Everybody Hurts to Everybody Eats and make it the theme song of this show.
Hello, Jeff.
Do you know what I love about those beatniks, REM?
Yes.
Is that they promote all this global awareness, but yet they pay for a lot of money for generators to back up all their lights at shows.
Well, I mean, listen, I mean, are you driving in it? Are you riding your bike to work? I mean, I mean,
right?
As somebody who says I like the music, I can't stand the vocals because of Michael Stipe. But
acquired taste, I agree.
It is.
Yeah, but he's got soul.
He's
got soul.
Let's see. Here's somebody who says, I have been ejected out of Mantown because I like REM. I don't care. I like what I like.
Look good.
Hello, Jim.
Hey, kids.
What's up, Jim?
Hey,
what's up?
Hey, Beck, I have a funny Pink Floyd story. Back in the late 80s when they toured just with Gilmore without Waters, when they came to Foxborough, had a crew of about 30 people. We went down there to the concert, ripping it up the whole time, and Christ passing bears between cars on the Mass Pike. Anyways, right? We get this one kid that was with us ended up taking a bunch of acid. So now it's time to go into the concert. This kid was so messed up. When the lady's asking him for his ticket, he's giving the lady his license. So we get the kid inside. He disappears into the crowd. Come to find out, he gets kicked out of the show. He crawls into the back of somebody's pickup truck. They had a Tahoe cover. The people get halfway home, and they find the kid, and it just so happened they were heading towards Worcester. Funny as hell, man.
Well,
great show.
Thank you. There's nothing that is funnier than seeing someone at a concert or a football game at Gillette or the stadium that was formerly known as Gillette.
Yeah.
That has spent a fortune on a ticket and is passed out, sound asleep, blackout.
Yes.
Drive.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Love it.
You see that frequently at the country shows.
Yes.
And can I give a heads up to people that might want to take acid?
Yes.
A bunch of acid. No, that is a complete red flag.
I don't think that I don't know that it's very popular anymore. It was very popular in the 70s and the 80s.
I'll tell you, it's hard to find.
But I don't.
LB's microdosing.
I couldn't take acid now.
I don't.
Because I'm like, I'd be
not
like,
even a little bit of acid?
No, I'd be like 10 minutes in going, yeah, this is great. And then I'd be like, oh, did I pay the mortgage this month? Oh, my life. What am I doing my life? And I'd be freaking out.
Now, we used to take it in high school to play foosball.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That must have been awesome.
It was intense, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
It is 9:15, and if you'd like to call and you'd like to be on the show this morning, You can do it on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-9223. Here's a text that says, I feel the same way that Danielle feels about Pink Floyd, about the Beatles. Yeah. They are way overrated.
Agreed.
And so is R.E.M. Shu would not allow you to say that the Beatles are
overrated. No, I love the Beatles. Awesome. So come on. There's got to be, of all of their music, there's got to be at least one song that you like. There's early Beatles stuff that was kind of Chuck Berry-ish.
No, I think there's the
later, like Abbey Road is like one of the greatest albums ever.
Revolution is a great song.
Yeah, Revolution, awesome tune.
Hey Jude is a great song.
Oh my God.
I prefer.
Oh, Hey Jude, just, oh.
I prefer.
Fingernails on the chalkboard.
I prefer when they are singing Hey Millwall, when you're watching Millwall FC in London, England, but.
They got so much. There's got to be one Beatles song.
That person likes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Get Back? You don't like Get Back?
You know what? I'm gonna play one Beatles song. No, I'm not. All right. What else do I need to tell you about? Tomorrow at 7:50... It's LB's greatest moments of the week. And then at sometime after 9, we are going to start giving away Dropkick Murphys tickets. This is Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, two decades listener, first-time caller.
Excellent.
I wanted to give some feedback to Shu.
Two decades? That's fantastic. Thank you. Go ahead. What?
So, Shu.
Yeah.
Please take the microphone out of your mouth. I love you guys, all of you.
Yeah.
But, Shu, when you start talking that bassy voice of yours.
Well, he can't control the bass modulation on his voice. I mean, I don't.
What does it do to you?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Do you feel it down in your, do you
plums?
Feel it, do you feel down your plums?
Hello, Joe.
Hey, Greg, I just want to say that the most overrated bands would probably be Rush and Pearl Jam.
Okay, wow. You can go and drive into the river.
I gotta
do
tell
us
you
all
something.
A favor and drive into the river.
I don't think Pearl Jam is overrated. I think they're a good band. I don't think they're not a world-class. I don't think they're the greatest thing that ever has...
That's because you're a Republican.
It has nothing to do with that. But the assault that is happening, the verbal assault on the text line on REM,
really
is really, really getting to me.
Huh.
I can't believe how many people think that REM is horrible. Michael Stipe is alive for those texting in who just tuned in and wondering if I'm doing an audio eulogy. I'm not. He's alive, but Danielle was talking about how bad REM was.
Well, if you turn that song down, Hill Dog, it's like elevator music.
I was not at all. Hello, Aaron.
Good morning.
What's up,
Aaron? I just want to let Shu know. Listen, your voice is wonderful, and you affect all the right people, the females, not the males.
Yes.
That wasn't a girl who was calling earlier?
Aaron,
I would hope not.
Aaron, how old are you?
Seriously?
Yeah.
I'm 45.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice. 45. All right.
Seriously?
Well, listen, that dude waited.
Thank you, baby.
How about that guy waited 20 years to call the show, and then he wasted it on telling you to take the microphone out of your mouth?
I'm very sorry.
This is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hey, just looking to vote in on the most annoying band.
Annoying or overrated? What? Ooh, yeah, go ahead.
Green Day.
I disagree.
I like that.
They disagree.
They put on a great show.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
What about Maroon 5? A texter says that Maroon 5 is the most overrated band.
Oh, why are you going to hate on poor Adam Levine with his flash sheet of tattoos on his torso? I'll take the whole thing, Bob.
Chick band, right? Maroon 5?
that's a chick band all day long. You're just mad because Adam Levine's getting more tail than you are.
Do you think that U2 is overrated?
No.
Oh, Stiz Grimey is raising his hand. Hold on, get over here.
This is bold, Stan.
What's that? When you were just saying that, I swear to God, Greg, I was thinking in my head, U2. Now, really? I know some people love them, but U2 just never did it for me.
Really?
Whereas R.E.M., Losing My Religion, Everybody Hurts, yeah. I love those songs.
Where do you stand on Pink Floyd?
I do. I like Pink Floyd. I love their guitar riffs. I love what they did with music.
Yeah.
I love it. Visually.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, not a big U2 guy.
Yeah.
Never won. Yeah, no, I just
hottest
never
human being on the planet.
I never
love
got
him.
It.
Uh huh.
Never got it.
Uh huh. And I'm wondering, Stiz, where you stand on the great duo, which is Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
I'm obsessed with that record. I listen to it every day. I'm not even joking.
In the shadows.
I hope they get together. They belong together.
So you have to stop doing that. Like, I wish the whole internet would stop trying to, like, ship them. Do you know what that means, Greg? That's
no.
what we call when we try to force someone who's a celebrity into a relationship with somebody else.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
doing it. You know they are.
All right. Well, it is 9:23 and time for this.
And now, LB.
Take the sauce out of your ears!
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by my hair loss doctors, Matthew Lopresti and Robert Leonard. If you're tired of being bald, ladies, if you have any kind of hair issue, call 1-800-GET-HAIR. Change your lettuce. Change your life.
It's the 1-1. Slice down the left field line. Rosario won't get it. Hits on the grass. Is rolling into the corner. Here comes Xander to score. Holt to third. Bigler's waving him home. And left fielder having trouble digging it out. It's a two-run double for Swihart. No play at the plate. And the Red Sox take the early lead and a two-run double.
Yeah, that was your highlight early, but Swihart and Matheny had two ribbies, but the boys fall 9-5 to the Twinkies at JetBlue Park. They're having a tough spring. Nathan Eovaldi, awesome at the beginning, and he gave up just one homer in three innings of work in relief. Brian Johnson got lit up for four runs. And, that's why we lost. My bees have lost two in a row. They're banged up big time. Got a ton of guys that are hurt. The latest is Matt Grizzlick, and we'll see how that arm issue works out. DeBrusque is day-to-day. He skated, so hopefully we can get him back. Bruins pegged tonight to finish up the road trip. It's an 8 o'clock start. They are second in the Atlantic with 93 points, 17 back at Tampa Bay, 2 up on the Leafs with 12 to go in 2019. So it looks like no matter what happens, if the Leafs jump-frog the Bruins, they're going to play in the first round of the playoffs. Either way, whoever's on top or the bottom. Coach Cassidy trying to figure out, how do I make a lineup? I need bodies.
Torrey's day-to-day upper body will not play tomorrow. Peter's going down to Providence. We're in a bit of the recall limit. We're bringing up Paul Carey. He's played well down there. We're going to do a switch. Ideally, if Peter could stay here and work through it with practice, etc. But we play tomorrow. We don't practice Friday. We get in late, so it doesn't look like we'll practice Friday, Sunday. So the time for him to get better is in Providence. So that's, you know, it's not ideal being way out in Winnipeg, but that's what we're going to do. And then Clifton's coming up as well.
The Celtics are back off the West Coast. They had a 3-1 road trip. Good news down the stretch. Heading into the playoffs, they host the Kings at the Garden. The Caesars two games back of Indy and Philly for second place in their division. Tip-off 7:30 tonight. NFL free agency. Pats re-signed Jason McCourty to a two-year ticket. That's a great call. You know the general. Belichick waits out the big money right up front when free agency happens, and he waits to the second or third wave to get the guys that he believes can fill his needs. He did bring back running back Brandon Bolden, so that's good news. The Ravens grabbed Pro Bowl safety Earl Thomas from Seattle after losing Weddle to L.A. Mark Ingram goes from the Bayou and Breeze to the Ravens as well. Possible number one overall, Kyler Murray shined on his pro day yesterday. I watched it. The kid's a machine. Granted, he's allegedly 5'10 and an eighth. 205 pounds. Everybody says they can't make it in the NFL, but that ain't true. He told the media that he's a 4.3 runner. He didn't run his 40 yesterday in front of the crowd. And that's pro day time for all the top prospects before the NFL draft. I think it's the 24th of April. The PGA plays round one of the PGA Championship down in Florida today. Catch it on the Golf Channel at 1 o'clock. College hoops, the run to the big dance. UMass lost to George Washington in OT by 2. Providence beat Butler. Good news, 80-57. Friars Nation is smiling. And they're on to the tilt with Nova today. URI LaSalle in quarterfinal action. A-10 conference today. UConn USF today as well. Kudos to Colgate alum Jen Hill's Colgate Raiders beat Bucknell. And they win the Patriot League, so they're going to the big dance for the first time since 96. It's conference week this week still, so if you're a Hoops fan, enjoy. I know it's an AF Sports Minute.
I mean, no mention of arguably the biggest NFL story of the past 24 hours?
What's that?
OBJ.
Who cares about that knob?
What do you mean? That's a huge trade.
What's the huge trade about?
I mean, the guy is
that
going
Cleveland,
to...
Cleveland, who's sucked forever. They haven't made the playoffs in 16 years. And then they blow $98 million on some knob that dyes his mustache blonde.
Wait a second. You dye your hair blonde.
No, but I don't dye my mustache blonde.
You don't have a mustache.
You don't have a mustache.
Right. What is happening? Yeah, you know what works out for the Giants. They're collective, but they get a first, a third, and they get Jabril Peppers, who is he's a former first rounder and a legit safety. So the Giants made out big time. They got rid of a knob problem that was he's a me guy. Those guys never make out.
Well, Tom Brady wanted them.
Well, Tom Brady must have been drunk.
No.
Moved up?
No, never.
On milk. No, water. What's his water? Coconut water?
Coconut water, yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Avocado milk, maybe. All right. Thank you, LB.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
LB, several texters are concerned that you are confusing Odell Beckham Jr. with Antonio Brown with regard to the blonde mustache.
Oh, yeah. I might have.
So, OBJ to the Browns in a trade, and everyone in the NFL talking about how the Cleveland Browns are now the team to beat. Now they are the odds-on favorite to win it all.
They're going all the way.
They're going.
Start the dynasty.
Yes. Get the dynasty underway immediately. Let's see. This is Joe on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Joe?
What's up, kid? What about that trade for Jabroni Peppers? Right, Elvin? Hey,
it's Jabroni.
Chuckling about the bees. How you feeling about the bees? Chuckling now, aren't you?
Yeah, they're in chuckling? They're in real tough shape. Second place in the East.
Yeah. And how's that going to play out, kid?
Call me after the playoffs, bud. What are you trying to bust my balls about? You're talking to me like they're in ninth place or 10th place and not going to make the playoffs.
Well, you think they're going to win the whole thing?
I always believe that. I believe every team
you believe
in this.
The Celtics are going to win multiple back-to-backs.
Hey, bud. Oh, I get it. You're that sports talk guy caller that calls in to dump on all their hometown teams because you want to make sure that your friends know you're not a homer.
I don't call the dump on anything, LB. I call the dump on you. The Bees ain't going to do anything. You know what? They're banged up.
But talk to me after the playoffs. Well, what are you, some sort of sports genius? Were you in the locker room yesterday? What makes you think so let me ask you this. So your call is the Leafs are blowing them out in the first round of the playoffs?
Maybe second round.
God, you're such a knob. Can we move on,
yes,
please?
You want me to?
Yeah, no, no, yeah. He calls in to dump on the Bruins, but he calls them to make the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah, that's not good enough around here.
Well, too bad for you.
Too bad, so sad.
Yeah. Hopefully your kid graduates from high school.
Well, if he pays off the right people, right. That'll happen. Hey. I mean, I feel like they have a pretty good chance of advancing pretty far this year. I mean, I think I think the Lightning are excellent.
I think we all
would say that. But
right, they're going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals, or if they choke,
yeah.
Even with their health problems now?
What, the Bruins?
Yeah, you just did the sports. You said there was a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what that guy was. They got like five of their top guys are banged up. Well, that's why they have a minor league system. Yeah.
How do you feel about having Can Man on right now?
Love that kid.
I'm cool with it.
Can Man sent me a strange tweet yesterday, I think, which simply said something like, I got to
tax free.
No, it was something about like I don't like obituaries, or I'm not interested in the obituaries, or something. I have to find out what it was. Can
the reason is why I'm here for the obituaries out there because I am not interested. But now I got to continue to focus on the infamous date. What's going on during the social media airwaves of my own future?
What did you mean when you said you're not interested in the obituaries?
Because the reason is the obituaries is I am not interested in any celebrities or people who have passed away or famous people.
Oh, you don't care about that.
I didn't care about that. But if the future is, for my point of view, remember this date. Any rock concert appearances, any celebrities, any WAA boneheads, or Trump supporters, or Beppo O'Rourke supporters, or any long... left-wing liberal lunatics, remember the state in Framingham.
Yes.
9/8/22.
Why?
Suggest your comments on my Facebook and my Twitter page. Please, Michael P. Mahone on my Facebook or my Twitter page only. Make your comments now.
What is happening on 9/8/22?
What? 9/8/22? You're going to find that out in my future.
Okay.
You'll see.
Okay. Nope. All right. Bye. Sounds ominous.
He's a beauty.
It does sound ominous. But.
But still infinitely more interesting than Scott from Weymouth.
Yes. I'll send out the bat signal.
It's Cam season.
That's right.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
He'll be out collecting cans and attending high school cross country races and getting restraining orders, and it's his season. Hello, Chad.
Hey, Ken.
Hello, Chadsky.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, so Joe Kelly's on the Dodgers now, and his kid's been hanging around the locker room, and so in front of the whole team yesterday, they asked him, "Who's your favorite team?" He said Mookie Betts.
Oh, he did? Oh, that's great. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, you can't pick your dad. I mean, I guess he could have. I mean, chose somebody on the Dodgers, but. I mean, you can't.
No.
No.
Mookie.
All right. Here's somebody who says, I love Can Man so much. And then here's someone who says, Can Man on the show has run its course.
Never.
What? No. Can never will?
No.
Can's a legend.
Well, I certainly believe that he is the only artist to ever outdo the great Eminem. When performing one of Eminem's songs.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, there is no one who has done a better karaoke version of Lose Yourself than when we used to do Can Man karaoke on this show.
Look. If you have one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever want in the moment, you won't even capture it or just let it slip. Yo! Palms in the sweat and the neek and arms and ready and bombing on his sweater ready. Your mom's is nervous. But he surface, he looks and calm and ready, drop the bombs. But he keeps it forgetting what he wrote it down. The whole crowd was so loud and opened his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking and everybody's choking, and now the time is run out, time is over to blow.
stopping him back in reality, and he goes to gravity and goes to gravity. He chokes, he's so mad, but he won't give up. And the ankle will have it, but he knows what he holds will back. Doesn't matter, he's dope. But he knows, but he bokes, but he so great. He knows when he goes back to his moments when it holds, and it's back to a lab again. Yo, Del Rapacy, the better to go this moment to hope it has no pass him.
Nailed it. Oh. Nailed it. Somebody says that should be up for a Grammy. 781 yeah. Texter.
Agreed. Mm.
That's, excuse me, it's a Grammy.
A Grammy.
A Grammy.
A texter really enjoys the fact that he still has a phone that makes a noise when you hang up.
I tell you.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
That is, yeah.
There needs to, someone needs to develop an app, if it doesn't already exist, where you can, attach it like a browser extension so that it makes the physical hang-up noise. Mm-hmm. You can't dramatically hang up on anyone on a cell phone.
No.
It just goes silent.
Here's 978 text that says, I have been listening for years and must have missed it, but what is the backstory on the Can Man? It's pretty simple. Somebody called one time and said, you have to take a look at this video footage of this guy who sings the national anthem at the over 30 softball league in Framingham or Natick or wherever it was. And he is so passionate about it that you have to check it out. So we did. And then we started to mention the Can Man on the show, and somebody made the connection there somehow.
Well, I got him an apartment across the street from Asshole's Garage.
Yeah. You what?
I hooked him up with an apartment.
Yeah, no. That wasn't before I think it was Chris Curry, the guy who put us in touch with him, I believe, if I remember correctly.
Tuberkles.
This is.
Well, no, I understand. Okay.
What?
No.
It's getting very uncomfortable.
It's the end of the show.
It is very.
On the show because I know him.
Oh.
This is a lot.
Oh, okay.
I'm uncomfortable.
Okay. Well, my bad. Yes, I understand Chris Curry played over 30 softball and he sang the national anthem at his games. I got it. But I went and grabbed him. But I'm a loser. God, can I do afternoon drive?
You will Joe, literally never Joe, make it here. Don't act like you'll ever make it here for afternoon drive.
Buddy. It's like, sorry. The Can used to come get the cans from our beer garbage can. Yeah, collector. And I met him and I knew him and Chris Curry mentioned him and, whatever.
Okay.
Hello, Steve.
Yeah, LB, don't let it get you down, bud. Hey, Mike Shu.
Yeah.
That was radio gold for next month's intro. I want to hear Left Wing Wibble Lunatics somewhere in that intro next month, please.
Yes, okay.
Thank you.
That is, let's see. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Mike?
LB, I just got one thing to say for that last that caller that called in about the Bruins not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I wonder what he was saying about the Patriots 6 months ago.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Right?
Yeah.
He's that guy. Yeah. You know, I called him out. He's like that sports talk caller that has to call every sports talk station and dump all over his hometown teams so that when, you know, he hangs with his buddies, he's like, I'm not a homer. I'm like, why don't you want your teams to win at all?
Well, I think they just don't want to rubber stamp every team and say every team is going to go all the way or whatever.
Why are you a fan then?
I don't know.
Okay, is that a good thing or
a bad thing with you? I can't tell.
What?
Because when we talk about the Patriots stuff, you're like, you guys are such fans. I can't. I'm just a little confused. That's
what?
All.
Well, confused about what?
Never mind.
Make your point.
I mean, I think I did.
I asked.
You're saying why don't people, that guy
that just called in? He's the guy that sits in his Bruins jersey, makes his kids sit on the couch beside him, makes his wife make wings, and they turn the Bruins home games on and away games on every night. And then he calls in to go, they're not winning squat. shut up. Yeah, hey, I just called EEI. I just want to say that You know, my call is Brady's done. He's overrated. The Patriots are going to go 4-12. And, no, I'm wearing my Brady jersey. Shut up. Well. Guy pays $12,000 for like 2 season tickets at the Garden and calls Sports Talk Radio to talk about how Cassidy's overrated. Tuukka Rask sucks. Yeah, 19-game point streak. He's a loser.
Listen, I think the only issue really would be the injuries, like whether or not they can overcome them. But,
they're going to overcome them because they have Cam Neely and Don Sweeney. And
are they going to play?
Well, they probably still could. They're in great shape. They're beautiful specimens.
Donnie Sweeney could play tomorrow.
The genius of Donnie Sweeney is that Providence is a very good hockey team with a ton of talent. And so when someone goes down, it's like how come no one says that about the Patriots when somebody gets hurt? Well, you know why? Next man up.
Yeah.
That's what they say with the Patriots, next man up.
Well, you know why
it's next man up? Because Belichick's a freaking genius that has, you know, a ton of talent as second string and third string guys, that when the first stringer goes down, the second stringer turns into a first stringer because he gets minutes to play. And that's the same as Donnie Sweeney. He's got a boatload of young talent in Providence, and when someone goes down, boom, we got a guy to step up.
Yeah. No, I'm not worried about him at all. I think they'll be right there at the end.
I think the Celts have 12 less. It's either 12 or 14. I'm not sure if the Celts or the Bruins, but whatever it is, they're there. They're second in the East, so who cares?
I only am worried about Tampa Bay. That's all I'm worried about. That's it. All right. Well, the show is over. LB, I'd like to offer you this baked apple pie that was left over here. I'm not going to be eating it.
I brought it in.
You brought it.
It's pie day, so I thought it would be funny
that I brought in a pie on pie day.
That was very nice of you.
I think Shu might. Would you like it?
Oh, sure. He brought me one, too, but I'll have another.
Okay.
Although, I don't want to be a pie hardo. But it's pie day because of, as Danielle mentioned, the circumference of a circle, and that's not a circular pie.
Well, I mean, it is a square.
Guy, don't be difficult.
I mean, it's not.
I'm just letting you know. LB correction.
Yeah, my bad. Go figure. I screwed up the circle for a square.
And circle gets the square.
Certainly, some believe that the apple pie from McDonald's is the very best of the pies that are available.
It's still very good, but yep. I think Danielle's mentioned this once or twice, that I miss the deep fried
egg version.
Roll type pocket.
Yeah.
When you bit into it, all the smoke and steam would come out.
You'd
burn your mouth.
Yeah.
That was good stuff.
Like the pizza burn.
Yeah.
LB,
it's still delicious.
Do you want me to let this guy, Joe, he called back.
Joe call back.
All right, Joe, go ahead. Joe?
Sure.
Kid, listen, I don't call sports shows, and I called the Pats winning it last year, and I'm calling them winning it next year. So I'm a homer on that. I find it funny that you're chuckling about the Bees, that they're hurt, and that they're probably not going to do anything. You're a homer.
I didn't say they're not going to do
anything. They're terrible. The Celtics are terrible. They're not doing anything. Let's be
realistic. The Celtics are terrible? They're fifth.
I've been to one game in, like, 10 years because I can't afford to go to these $15,000 sweet games, buddy.
Yeah, but you're the guy that sits in front of his television that's pissed off that they missed the playoffs because they wouldn't spend $100 million on a superstar to make it.
Not really. Yeah. So I'd want that OBJ trade for the Pats then, too.
Yeah, OBJ sucks.
No kidding.
Yeah.
But the Bees aren't doing anything. I'm just saying.
Well, fine. Talk to me. You already told me they're going to make it to the second round of the playoffs. So you've already said they're going to be the fourth.
Do me a favor, bud. 2011, right?
Do you even understand?
2011.
God, you're such a New Englander, dude.
Let me just ask you something. If they don't win in the next 3 years, what's going to happen to that coach? Gonzo. Why? Because it's high expectations, LB.
Just blow it out your ass. You're just a New England homer. I think it's funny that you can't even wrap your head around the fact, because the Patriots have set the bar so freaking high, it's ridiculous. So you're mesmerized with, if we don't finish first, we suck. Do you even understand how hard it is to make the playoffs in any sport?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Joe, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Yeah, Joe. And if your kid isn't a millionaire, you're gonna tell him he sucks every day. It's like, can you imagine that guy's kids? Yeah, put the same pressure on your kids that these guys put on themselves to be good at what they do. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, really? You're going to community college? Well, you know what? Get out of the house. I disown you. That's not good enough for me.
Okay.
But you go to community college and become president. And then, you know, your son's going to flip you off for the rest of your life. No, you can't come to the White House. Oh. Yeah, you're an a-hole dad. I'd love to know what that guy does.
I just want to know.
What is he, the third boy in the family? And one guy is a financial investor guy that makes millions of dollars, and he's working at an electrical company, so he's a loser.
Probably no TP at the house.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wife probably burns the dinner.
The wife's huge.
We've heard that one before.
She eats fast food every night because she hates to cook.
We've heard all about that, Albie, from you. All right.
You're over at the Legions crushing Jack Daniels till 9 because you can't look at your wife in the face.
We've got to get out of here. Here's a text that says, why is LB always insulting the listeners? Well, he's
no, 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 wait, he's wait, not, wait. Why? Yes. Why did? Okay, to the, who was that? A texter?
Yes. See, so you got so, the text so, machine
so,
right over
so
there.
So, Mr. Yeah, I don't, no.
617 7617.
It's too confusing. Well, dude, you can't. I don't even know how you read it. It just flies by. It's like.
What's
I can't
it like?
Read that.
It is.
Well, I
the
can't
text
read
line
that
is kind of like that.
I can't read that fast. to that. Now I forgot what I was going to. My comeback to that guy. My point is that everybody's like, why am I so confrontational? Why is it that you think you can text into Hillman and rip me and I can't defend myself?
Right.
Okay, so why don't you send me your name and your place of work, and then I can I can chat it up tomorrow and tell all your coworkers to tell you all day during your 8 hours or 6 hours or I don't know how long you work to tell you that you're a knob. I want you to bite your tongue.
Mm-hmm. How great would it be if every business and every person who worked there had a text line?
I would get nothing done.
Like if you were, if your food was being delivered slow or whatever, right. You could text in the same kind of comments that people text in about LB and about the show.
Hey, right, loser, right, where's my pizza?
Yeah.
Your fat wife's probably eating it.
I saw you pull up in your Toyota from 1976.
Hey.
What? All right. I didn't say Corolla. I bit my tongue.
We gotta go. But we'll be back tomorrow.
Have a great weekend.
We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6, and the Workday Blitz is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.